This is Steve Knopfinger with the Oldie Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I'm talking today with Logan Simon, Assistant Professor and Southwest Area Agronomist over 26 counties with the KSU Southwest Research and Extension Center in Garden City, Kansas. Logan, how is the fall harvest going in your area?
Across the Southwest area, at this point, we are very, very close to having all the corn out. At this point, it's not already there. And then, when folks were rolling, they were rolling. So we got corn knocked out pretty well, and sorghum's not too far behind it. There's some sorghum that's still out there. You know, we always have some folks in the Southwest area, well, in Kansas, who still, like to wait for a hard freeze before they go out and cut their milo. And, the challenge with that, of course, is now we've got this rain in the forecast, and so that's going to keep us out of the fields for a while. And with stock rot concerns in sorghum, we really hate to put off harvests if we don't have to, just with the risk of it going down and being a real bear to harvest out there. Some strippers are starting to roll across Southwest with the cotton crop. It was actually kind of an interesting deal. Cotton is so unique for Kansas crops because we apply harvest dates to drop those leaves off that cotton crop and get those bolls to open so that we can go out there and efficiently harvest. And it was kind of a trick this year. The dry land acres, folks got out pretty timely and got the harvest aids applied in a timely fashion. We had some good warm days that followed it. You got to have that after harvest aid application, and solid, looking great. A lot of us were waiting on the irrigated acres, and that was a bit of a challenge because we had a freeze pop up. It wasn't a hard freeze, but it was a freeze nonetheless pop up. Basically, I didn't see it till Sunday, and then we froze Wednesday morning. And so everybody was scrambling to get the harvest dates on. Everybody was scrambling to get harvest dates on because they only work on living material. Once that plant freezes, we were just not effective with our products. And so everybody was scrambling. Some of us didn't get on it as quick as we would like. We probably only froze about the upper third of the canopy. And some of those bolls in the upper third, I mean, they're the small ones. They're not going to contribute that much to yield. But my biggest concern with that is those leaves that froze are not going to drop. So I'm worried about some real dirty cotton, basically, for some folks. So we might have a lot more leaf material making it into our cotton as we go to strip this year than what we would like. So that's unfortunately going to bring some penalties for us as we go. So hopefully more people got out there ahead of that freeze than those that got in after, just to have that good quality clean cotton. And by and large, I mean, I was the weather this year honestly was pretty favorable for the corn and sorghum crop across Southwest Kansas. We lucked out. I think we've already talked in the past about some areas that took some hail and all that took the top end out of some of it. And, of course, those heat spells that we had there, too, that also took the top end off of some of the corn as well.
Have you had any diseases or pests this year?
So this year we had a new disease occur in the Kansas corn crop, corn stunt, spread by the corn leafhopper, a new insect pest and disease to the state. We've never seen it before. But it was basically present statewide this year. But I think most people would agree that frequency within a given field was kept to probably around that 2% mark. And so it's really difficult to say just how much yield potential was lost to corn stunt this year. But it certainly has us very, very on edge and on alert for this insect and this disease as we think about the 2025 corn crop.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farms Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Logan Simon, assistant professor and Southwest area agronomist with the KSU Southwest Research and Extension Center. He covers 26 counties and he's based in Garden City, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM.